This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Donald Trump wants to kill us all, at least according to Rachel Maddow. Fantastic stuff. Rachel Maddow, this is amazing. Rachel Maddow has, I would say, she's the leader of the MSNBC resistance. Would you say that? That's pretty accurate, right?
Yes.
I mean, she is the face of MSNBC. Well, her face and Chris Hayes' face are very similar faces, mind you. Their faces are okay. So anyway, so Rachel Maddow believes, when it comes to the press, at least, Donald Trump wants to do the following with the press. Cut 9B.
There is a tension about that, in all seriousness, in the administration, because there's never been a presidency and administration that was this overtly hostile to the press. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're talking about, like, revising the First Amendment. The chief of staff this weekend was saying they're looking at those libel laws. What do you mean, looking at them? They don't look back. Like, we have a First Amendment. You can't change. They're looking at changing that stuff, and they put out their first campaign ad for 2020, which denounces the fake news.
Yeah.
And they're really against it, but at the same time, there's never been a president who is more addicted to the news about himself and who's more responsive to the news that he supposedly thinks is so worthless. So it is a weird tension. I think it's a dangerous time for the First Amendment and for the free press in this country. And at the same time, we're oddly influential with the guy who wants to kill us.
The guy who wants to kill us. He wants to kill the media. Kill them all.
The firing squad or something?
I think a firing squad would be more than appropriate. What do you think? Kill us. He wants to kill us. Not at all dramatic, by the way. So, wow. Yes. He wants to kill us. Kill us all.
And no pushback there or anything. Like,
no, it's just it's allowed.
Like, yeah. Would you like to rephrase that? I mean,
no.
He doesn't really want to kill you. But
no, let it out. Just let it out. Do it. Do it. Just let it out. It's amazing. He wants to kill us all. So she had a phone call with Donald Trump at one point. And I guess now she called it a bizarre conversation with candidate Trump. I have a feeling that no matter what Trump said, she was going to label it bizarre. Call me crazy, but yeah. I don't find it Rachel Maddow particularly open-minded when it comes to Donald Trump. Cut 9A.
I talked to him during the primary, so he was an announced candidate. And the campaign had said, you are going to get an interview. I mean, we want you to talk to him. He wants to have a preliminary conversation with you. It's very off the record. You can never say that the call happened. You cannot record it. You cannot talk about this call, but this call has to happen. And then we're going to give you the interview if the call goes well. And I was like, this is weird. But okay, you know, you have to jump through hoops sometimes to get interviews. And then I had this conversation with him. It became clear that kind of the reason he maybe wanted to do an interview with me is because I'd sort of said that he had good chances against his Republican primary opponents. We kind of dished dirt on all the things he thought was wrong with all his Republican primary opponents. And I was like, okay, we'll just. And then at the end of it, he was like, you know, so thanks very much for this call. And I said, well, I'd really like to have you on the show sometime. It's 9:00. We're live. I'd love to have you here in the studio, or I'd come to you. And he said, well, you can use this. And I was like, this was not on TV.
Well, there you go. So
she's still talking about it.
She's still talking about it.
She's still using it.
She's another one who just can't get an interview with him. Can't seem to score an interview with President Trump.
Cioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.